Oh, this sounds like I'm on the radio. Yeah. I can't like this. I sound really good. I'm not going to lie. Guys,
can
this,
we record this?
I should be...
Oh, you've done it!
Oh, jeez. I should be a radio presenter. This is BBC Radio 1. Morning breakfast show.
Good morning and welcome to TBP Talks. This is episode 4 of the Blogger Programmes podcast, and today I have some very special guests with me. You may have heard me mention in last week's episode that we have an influencer exclusive this week, and that is very much the case, as I'm joined by the very lovely Henry and William Wade, better known on Instagram as the Wade Twins. Hi guys.
Hello, how are you?
Good,
hey,
thank
Olivia,
you.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Really well, thank you very much. Thank you for having us down.
Yeah, no, thank you so today. Much for being here. Now, I have to point out to our listeners that you are, in fact, identical twins.
We are indeed.
So I apologise in advance if I ever get you mixed up during this episode.
No, that's fine.
Is there anything you tell people that helps to differentiate the two of you? Does one of you have like longer hair or different eye colour?
Do you know what? It's quite funny because we actually are so identical. Like, we've even recently got similar haircuts when they were both quite different.
I know, I was going to say you both look pretty similar.
Pretty alike. But I don't know. Sometimes people are so, it just depends what the person's like as well. Sometimes people are just like, oh, I can spot the difference so easily. And then someone's like, oh my God, no way. I have no idea. Still get it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's the one question we get asked, obviously, every single
all
day.
All the time.
How are you two different? And we literally look at each other and say, actually, we don't know. And it's quite funny because we are identical twins.
Yeah.
We are same weight, same height. Mm. We do have similar hair or same hair.
Even your body shapes are pretty much.
Yeah, we are pretty much bang on.
Same shoe size, like.
I have a question. Have you ever used your likeness to get out of a situation? Like one of you's been on a date?
In school, we did this a lot.
Terrible.
I love stories like this. Okay, tell us.
Before we start this, can we just say one thing? That William, as I'm speaking, I was a bit more the naughtier twin.
100%.
Henry was a little bit more the well-behaved.
Okay.
That's why I'm the more intelligent.
So William's the naughty one.
A little bit naughtier.
He is. I'll give him that one.
I'm the older one and a bit more naughtier.
Okay. What did you do? What was one of the stories that you can
just
tell us?
It's constant things. I used to get pulled over in school by the teachers and why did you do this? I was like, it wasn't me. And it was obviously my brother. And Will would, the teacher would be like, oh no, it was 100% you. And I was like, what?
Oh my God,
and Will would tell
so
me.
Because they wouldn't be able to tell the part.
Like, they'll take away my mobile phone and not Will's. It was just like, savage.
Oh, that's
but,
so
sneaky.
Little
very
things
sneaky
like, I guess switching classrooms was always down there as well. And then you got your friends in the background laughing. No teacher would have a clue.
I love that.
Other than that, it was just there.
We did that a lot.
Yeah, but nothing with girls though. It was never switching dates or anything like that.
I've never done that.
Good.
But we're still young. We can still potentially.
Of course you can. Yeah, definitely.
We'll let you know on the next one if anything like that happens. But
for those who maybe don't know you guys as well as we do at TBP, tell us a bit about yourselves.
Okay, so we're William and Henry Wade. We're 26 years old.
And we are identical twins.
And you, funnily enough.
No, we are fashion and lifestyle kind of bloggers. Yeah. And so we're not just solely fashion. We kind of like to talk about, we love fitness, we love fashion, and we also love like portraying a positive lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I guess our kind of ethos is, or mantra is kind of, if you can dress well, eat well, go to the gym, and it gives you an overall better feeling about yourself, so you can walk the streets more positively,
more confidence.
Oh, I love that.
We like to. One thing about Henry and I, what we love to do is we love to spread like nothing but good vibes, all about positive energy.
You can tell the minute you walked in as well. You've always got that, you know, spring in your step.
100%. And do you know what it is? I feel like if we could put a smile on someone's face,
and make someone's
it's going to make someone's day, and it's going to make them a lot happier.
I guess.
Amazing. And spreading them good vibes.
Yeah.
Constant. Ongoing, I guess, isn't it? And it will spread to other people, and we're all about spreading good energy.
For sure.
That's literally it. So, there's so many just fashion people out there. We've got this massive passion for fashion because we love dressing well.
Yeah.
But I think there's so many more other elements to it.
Of course. I was going to say, when did you actually first start blogging, and what were you guys doing before you actually were influencers?
This is quite funny. It's been quite a crazy 2-3 years, would you say?
I'd say 3 or 4,
So quite mental. We both graduated from university. Myself, William, I went to Leeds, and Henry went to Newcastle. So it was actually our first time we've ever actually like split up.
Been
I guess.
Apart. How did that feel?
It was. Do you know what it was? I'd say it was probably the best thing we've ever done.
Oh, really?
It actually brought us closer together.
Yeah, we had never been far apart from each other. So we used to always argue and fight, like as twins or family members do. So when we decided to go to separate universities, it was like, actually, this is really weird. I've never been without Will. Usually, I'm in the same friendship groups as him. We go out together. We do everything together, pretty much. So it was really cool just to see how we'd be standing on our own 2 feet, essentially. And at first, it was like a bit weird, but we managed it so well. So definitely, I would always, I got my own friends, he got his own friends. We'd always call each other on the phone. It was actually quite good as well.
Cause it probably gave you as well like a different identity that you always probably put in the same but pigeonhole.
You don't know what it is, even when we are on our own though. It's the first thing you do. Oh, I have an identical twin brother.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, oh, there's two of you. No way. Oh, yeah. my God. Oh,
or if
God,
you don't mention it, like soon enough comes out anyway. Yeah. So it's quite obvious. But then it was always cool because I used to go down to Leeds where he was at university and meet his friends. He used to always come up to Newcastle and meet mine. It was really cool. So we used to do that nice transition. Nice. But it was quite interesting as well because even though we're in separate cities, we actually did exactly the same university. So I did like, my course was business and marketing and we'll do business. But I mean, when it came to jobs as well, our first job at university, we both worked in Nando's.
So we were
Nando's waiters.
That's free chicken,
you can't complain. Best thing at uni, trust me, go work in a restaurant if anyone's listening to this.
Yeah, literally, go get free
and
Nando's.
And then we both got into, as you do, like club promoting.
Yeah.
So we built our way up that. We started running our own nights and working with some cool people there. And that kind of became our place where we made friends. And it was quite funny because Will did the same, I did the same, but in different companies. But each of those companies kind of knew each other from different cities.
Of course, yeah.
And then we just, all our friends kind of, again, even though we're in separate cities, became, everyone knew everyone. So it's like almost the bloggers, all the bloggers in London, we kind of know each other. All the
club promoters.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone in that kind of industry knows each other. So it was quite interesting. And yeah, we essentially did the same thing. But it was always good because every time I went down to Leeds, I'd experience a cool night and he came up to Newcastle be exactly the same.
Definitely.
So it was good
fun. When did you make that transition from club promoting at university to then going into blogging and influencers?
Cool. Yeah, so we've kind of jumped back a little bit.
So once we
do that a lot, by the way. So
yeah, we'll be here for 4 hours.
We've got here all day. I know you don't, but...
Yeah, we do.
So yeah, so when we finished university, we both worked for a little bit, you know, we were really unsure where we wanted to go with our lives.
Sure.
As every person, I guess, does when they finish university, what stage you want to do, what you want to do, where do you want to go. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of both said, let's pack a bag, let's go do some traveling and see where we kind of end up. And it was initially meant to be a kind of 6-month trip.
Okay.
And it escalated to be a 2-year round the world kind of adventure.
Wow.
And it was incredible. Yeah, we kind of started off in Southeast Asia. Flew straight to Singapore, travelled all the way around, amazing. And then we ended up in Australia, where we decided to work and live and chill out kind of thing. And we got into the routine there, we got like a 9-to-5, and now we look back at it and I think that was a really good lesson actually, getting a 9-to-5, because it kind of taught us that we don't ever want to have a 9-to-5 kind of job.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's just us as individuals. I think a lot of people are going that way. Yeah,
yeah,
it was that morning commute. So you take an hour to get to work and then we'd get there, sat on the same desk and we'd do this. And again, the jobs we did, it was cool, but it was like, do you know what?
We want to be our own boss.
Don't get me wrong, we respect people who do go for the 9-to-5 because some companies are awesome. So we basically travelled and we
got to Australia,
left Australia. We were about to leave and we're like, what do we really want to do? What can we do? We know about social media. We know social media is thriving. What can we do to make a presence on there? And we always felt we had this really good passion for like fashion and fitness. And we always got asked on our, when we post a photo or an Instagram photo or even a Snapchat, oh, where'd you get those jeans from?
Yeah.
Where'd you get those boots from?
What did you do in that? What workout did you do?
Or something like that. So we're like, okay. And then it was also traveling, like, wow, your trip looks amazing. What's it been like? So I was like, why don't we try and incorporate all those three into like a kind of blog? Like, let's just give it a go. At first it was really nerve wracking because essentially you're starting a blog about yourself and you think everyone at first was like, when we like published it or our Instagrams, we got some people going, this is amazing, good for you lads, like to go and give it a go.
It was called our blog is thewaytwins.com. So it was a little bit like, is it about ourselves or what do we post on there? But we thought if we're going to do it, let's try and create a kind of twin brand.
I think where it started to go from there though, once we got back from the UK, traveling Australia, it was like, okay, what do we do now? Like it was really like a... Right, we had money, whatever, and it was fine. But it was like we're living at home in Cambridge, and we're like, we need to get to London. London's where it's at. Mm. Like no matter what, where you are, Cambridge is. I was walking my village, which is tiny.
Yeah, we live in the age range
right down. So it was like we had to get to London. We both got to London pretty ASAP.
Yeah,
and we just decided, okay, what can we do to kind of build our profile even more quickly as possible because we're catching up. So it was literally what we did was just got a blog, started doing loads of. Writing and photography around the London area, and we just kind of started the two things that we love doing. We love meeting people and networking, so we just like, how can we meet this blogger, how can we meet this PR company, what do we need to do to get more presence, how can we work with more brands? So it really started kicking off when we got to London. We were constantly booking in meetings, photo shooting each other in the spare 5 minutes we had, trying to build a portfolio, shoot, meet with other bloggers and collaborate. And
so you can tell you've really kind of been proactive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, exactly. We were just really messaging important. So many people. Mm. We were just always
going for coffee or
sliding into people's DMs and just. But that was with not just the girls. Hey, but that was with brands. That was with PR agencies. Yeah. That was with other bloggers. That was with.
So I think
everyone.
That's a really nice tip for maybe other bloggers that are 100%. Listening to this, that you have to be proactive network.
I get quite a lot of messages saying, oh, how did you get into the fashion industry and how did you start? And it was just like, just constantly messaging, network and go turn up everywhere. Yeah. And it does get exhausting. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I always seem on my Instagram, so it seems so much fun. I was like, oh my God, you get invited to these really cool events. But don't get me wrong, there's like free bars, free food, but it does get exhausting. You've got to really treat those as working events, not there to party. So you've got to go there, network, meet the most important people there, see how you can work with them well, and yeah, make them a name for yourself. Because at the end of the day, if they've got a brand and they go, okay, who can we work with on this brand? I know. Who are those ladies? We're in the back of their head, it's subconsciously all the time. So it's technically what we're doing is marketing ourselves whenever we go all the time.
Absolutely.
So that's what I think is quite important. So you've got to be that first kind of face or name they think of when they're thinking of campaigns, and that's going to set you ahead of the rest, I think. So
how do you make your content stand out and different? And I think another question a lot of people will wonder is, do you take your photos of each other? So yeah. do you create content together, how does it work?
Yeah, so we stand out because there's two of us. Yeah. it was quite unique. But so a lot of the time we do take each other's photos, whether it's whether we're at a restaurant or whatever kind of thing, or
it's good and bad because we'll look at each other now and we know
each other's worst enemies.
No, Will, like I take a photo of him. I'm like, trust me, man, you look wicked there. And he's just like, nah, it's not that good. I'm like, Will, what can you do differently?
We're perfectionists though, which is a good and bad thing, because it might take a little bit longer to do something, but then once we've got it, or it's in our whole lives, we're perfectionists, so we like to make sure if something's done right. If we do something, it's going to be done correctly. If you don't go, we don't go in with a kind of a half-assed attitude. We go in with a full 100% attitude. Yeah. If we want to do it properly, get it done. It's a good advantage we've got being twins, and we like to think so. We're unique. Yeah. It's our USP. We use it, and we're trying to use it to our advantage.
And am I right in saying that it's now a full-time thing for you guys?
Pretty much.
We basically went full-time about 4 weeks ago.
Really. Congratulations.
But we are I run my own business doing social media marketing for companies as well. So I do a little bit of work on that.
Yeah.
Which is good fun. And we'll also manage it
I work in events kind of thing.
Okay.
So we kind of both working full time. We were trying to schedule this in as an extra. And it got to the point we couldn't squeeze any more time in it. We had to we didn't want to keep sneaking out of the office. We used to sneak out of the office sometimes. And then we both sat down with our with work, and we were like, we can't offer you 100% of our time anymore. And do you know what? It was just as this blogging, influencing, whatever, it just started creeping up more and more and more. We were getting more campaigns, working more, we're doing more. And we have so many ideas in our heads, which we want to do. And we still do want to do that. And we need the time to do it. So,
but we've just gone and got managed as well.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Which will take a lot of time and pressure off our shoulders to actually go and be the creators and let them deal with the admin side. And they've been so far really good. And we've got a great relationship with them so far. So it's just literally happened in the last couple of weeks. And we're really excited to get things kicked off with them. Because we've got so many ideas that we want. But for me, that's a real beneficial. And the only thing I say, the most precious commodity out there is time, and you can't get that back. So you've got to use every minute wisely as possible. Yeah. So we've been struggling recently is actually getting that perfect nighttime routine, because sleep is so important, and we want to try and sleep better. And we know how to do it, but we're just not doing it because we're constantly working till late. Yeah. So I think we need to perfect that a little bit more, and it may make our next day a bit more productive, a bit better.
But I have a tip for you. Try meditation.
Do you know what?
Yeah. Yoga and meditation.
You are so right.
I'm good at it, but apparently it's amazing.
We've listened to so many podcasts and stuff, and they say meditation is the number one thing to do. And do you know what it is now? We've tried to do as well. I try and read before I go to bed.
Five minutes of reading.
And then read for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. I just get a couple of pages in the bank.
So what has been your favourite campaign? It could be a couple that you've ever worked on, and why?
Well, I guess I'm going to probably say my first ever campaign, because that feeling was just amazing when I got that first email. Like, we didn't really know what we're doing.
When we received that first box, that box of free clothes. Like, I'm going to get this all free.
What brand was this?
It was Super Dry. And it was for their some jacket campaign.
Okay.
And we were just like, this is like... And, well, I'll go on to what I was going to... anyway, but I mean, we got that first package, like, oh my God, they're actually giving us stuff for free. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, and we're going to shoot it, and we're going to... Oh, it's amazing.
And we put so much shots. And we put so much time into it. We were like, let's pay for a photographer to come and shoot us this. And we weren't getting paid for this, we were putting our own money into it. And we're like, and the shots came out great, and... They got and it was like, oh my God, but
that
we
sense
can't,
of pride.
Yeah, it was exactly, it was a bit of sense of pride,
and then it just started going from there. But that was probably one of my favorite, because when I first got that feeling, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So now when I jump, no matter what it is, I'm just so appreciative and really thankful to the brand or the customer, the person giving me that.
Yeah.
Like, thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to use it, instead of just being like, oh, it's just another pair of shoes, whatever. Just because I think that's really important. Like, always be humble, and those brands are actually going to appreciate that.
And be grateful,
yes.
So you guys have been in the industry for a number of years now. Have you seen any changes? Have you noticed when it comes to content? Obviously, the blog program, we're doing campaigns every day, and we've seen that blog posts aren't necessarily as popular anymore than like Instagram stories. Yeah, what of kind course. Of content it's, are you guys asked to
really,
do?
Really interesting, actually, because we've been a bit static on our blog recently. Yeah. And because it's kind of like, I don't know, readings... People don't really want to read as much. They kind of want to just see a cool photo.
It's all quick.
It's all quick and
yeah.
There.
It's time.
That's why stories
time,
are quite. Yeah. Obviously, stories are quite cool. We are on our stories 24/7, always uploading. Always
and I think that's really
present.
Important as well, because brands. So what we've been doing recently is the biggest thing has been Instagram. However,
been stories and posts?
Stories and posts. Yeah. Stories all the time. We are on our stories all the time, because it just showcases your personality as well. It's almost like a live vlog.
Mm-hmm.
So we are literally always what we're doing today, where we've been. Just our general day, and we get so
Look, for example, it's 11:15 in the morning now. I've already posted on my story 5 times. Just
wow.
What I got to last night. I'm on my way to hang out with you guys, film a podcast. Oh, I'm in the podcast studio now.
I think that's good though, because it shows your followers what you're doing.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly. And it's honest, and it's real.
Yeah,
it's real.
Exactly.
You can always pose in an awesome content and write that you had the best time last night, but really, that's just you looking cool next to a black wall or whatever kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? It's really hard to show your personality like that. That's one of the reasons Henry and I are literally just about to launch our YouTube channel as well, and we're about to really showcase our...
I think you guys would be great on YouTube.
Thank you. That's what
is it going to be more like a vlogging style?
It's going to be a mix of everything. So it's going to be a mix between vlogs. So this is our idea behind it. It's going to be obviously a mix of vlogging, showcasing our lifestyle, but also showcasing a lot of like twin challenges and stuff, because there is two of us. We want to make it quite interesting as well. Like the thing is, like we said at the beginning of this podcast, what makes us the number one question we get asked all the time, obviously, is how are you two different? And it's actually Henry, and it's quite interesting for us as well. How are we different, mate? Yeah. So let's do some challenges. Let's compare products. Let's kind of like give advice on stuff as we go.
Amazing.
As well.
So good luck with that. Yeah, I hope you guys you smash it. I'm sure.
Definitely. Yeah. I hope so.
And I have to get your opinions on this, because it's a hugely debated topic at the moment. It's literally all over the news about influencer fraud. So influencers aren't declaring their content, whether that's paid or gifted, and we just wondered from an influencer's point of view, like, what do you think about this? Do you think there are enough regulations in place? Do you guys struggle to know when to declare if it's an ad or paid or?
It's weird. It's usually written in, if we work with a brand, it's weird. A lot of brands will give you contracts and they'll say, right, sign here, you read it all through and you have to write hashtag ad or whatever.
Yeah.
I just think it's also being really clear. So I think you just need to be really clear with the person you're speaking to at the brand and saying what the objectives are you want. Because there's so many times as well as I go and
also
do
be
some
clear
shots,
of your audience as well.
But so I go and do some shots for a brand and I think they're wicked. They're right on point in the brief. And I send them over, they're like, oh, actually, no, can you forgot to do this. And I was like, well, it wasn't in the brief. And it's like,
and that's all that time.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't realise, like, I get said this a lot by my friends, but all you're doing is taking Instagram photos. And I'm like, but you don't understand.
We put
like,
a lot of time
behind that shot is a lot of time.
Or even behind anything. You've got to choose the right outfit. You've got to get to the destination. You've got to make sure
you're allowed to shoot in that location. Make sure the weather's going to be good if it's outside. Like today, beautiful blue skies, but we find
it. And we're stuck in a studio.
Yeah. But we find it incredibly hard to shoot in blue skies because the lighting's always difficult. So we prefer doing a bit more cloudy.
And there is so much to it. And obviously creating that, I wish it was so easy as just getting up in the morning, taking a picture on my phone and going back to bed kind of thing. Oh, brilliant, done it, awesome. And you know, some people do that, and you look at so many people's Instagrams or YouTube channels or whatever, and they're just constantly promoting brands and brands and brands, and that's just not what we do. We like to, like we said, we're all about lifestyle, and we like to showcase it, and we will do that with brands we actually enjoy, we actually like to work with. We don't work with loads of
brands who just, like, we had brands offer us good money, yeah, and we turned that down, just saying, just because we don't believe in that, or we don't like it.
So would you turn down something because it's something that you don't believe in?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I've seen so many people out there who literally just get anything for a paycheck, mm-hmm, and that's, I don't think that's going to last. That's not going to last you long as an individual. I think if you're honest, and we portray so many things we do in the morning, like, people know Henry and I, if you get up in the morning, go to the gym, drinking that protein shake, eating this kind of certain food, that's what we do, that's us. Yeah. We're telling a real story, whereas if we were to work with loads of brands we don't actually like, then it's so obvious how fake you can be.
I was reading a blog article, and it was really interesting the other day, saying, so you've got your Instagram, you know, your 9 squares that people can see. How many of those 9 would you do as like an ad? Like, does it not matter? Would you kind of do ad after ad after ad?
Very good question. I don't want to be a walking advertisement. I don't want to be one day, haven't ever been in that situation. So I don't do ad. Mine's more like just ad, showcase a lifestyle.
We
don't ever balance, but every third picture I need to do this. And some people do that. And cool, if they do that and it works for them, awesome. But I think just being, my Instagram, again, for just example, Instagram showcases our lifestyle and it showcases what we do. And if I have a cool picture, or if I'm just walking down the street, I look pretty dope, so let's take a picture, I'll take it and just post it.
Yeah. And who would you guys say is your biggest Instagram inspiration? Are there people on there that you really respect and look up to?
Do you know what? I think there's a lot. And I think it's actually a really good question, because it kind of goes to comparing yourself to people as well. Like, I always think, oh, this guy's got a sick feed, or he's wicked. Like, I really love his style. And we always both take inspiration of people. Yeah. But I think also it's quite a dangerous thing to compare yourself and try and be someone else. Just be yourself, have your own style. But if I was going to really appreciate anyone, I'd probably say I think the people have done really well, and I really appreciate people like Ali Gordon.
This is Timothy's
done really well. I really like his content. They're really nice guys as well, and probably so many, all my friends, Rowe as well. I think their style of shooting is awesome. Like, I love Rowan stuff. I get him Rowan really well. I think he's got a really creative eye.
Did you meet Rowan?
We know Rowan.
We know Rowan pretty well.
I think he's got a really creative eye, and I like his shots. My friend Erwin, he takes some really good shots, and he's quite creative with his artistic kind of feed and stuff, and that's great.
There's also big celebrities, well, like The Rock. Instagram's just cool.
Let's
just be The Rock.
But when it comes to terms of like actual work and
what we're kind of doing, there's a few people we really appreciate.
That's really cool.
But again, I think they've got their uniqueness. Yeah. Like, This Is Timothy is so different to Ali Gordon, mm-hmm, but I like them both. Will and I are pretty similar to each other, but we're also really different to them. So I think it's really about being be unique, because in this world of Instagram, everyone's already doing something. So try and be something try and be something different.
And has the Instagram community been a support to you? Like, have you made friends through it?
Definitely. So I think Instagram is the best app ever in the terms of everything. Like, there's dating apps I probably message more people. Sorry, I shouldn't
be sliding into those DMs, baby.
I've met my recent girlfriend there pretty much through Instagram, it was really good. So that kind of, for me, is a benefit. Anyway, friends-wise as well, what you do is, and I think this is really important, networking. Yeah. So networking. I'll comment on someone's feed, and there'll be a blogger, and I'll be like, I love this outfit, man. We should shoot sometime together or something like that. And they look at your feed and say, oh, hey, bro. And then you DM them and say, hey, man, how's it going? Are you going to this event? And then you've got this little community, and you always see each other at events. No, I think the Instagram community, you kind of help each other out. Like, if someone's got a campaign that needs someone to shoot, then we can help each other out. So that really helps as well.
I think because you're not working, say, in an office and you've got people around you, your blogging friends are kind of like your office, aren't they? They're your friends.
Definitely.
We have a lot of bloggers that get in touch that are aspiring bloggers and influencers and want to try and make it. Would you give them any advice to how to break into the industry? Yeah. I think you've said massively perseverance.
Be proactive.
I think that is the one thing that we would say if you want to break into this industry, is just be yourself, mm-hmm, and just, because someone's going to like you for that. And but then two is like,
try and network, offer something.
Offer value.
Yeah, offer value or something.
But if you do have some advice, if you have advice which is really working for you, and you're like, do you know what, I do this every day, and I feel amazed from it, just
say that to one person. Yeah. Like, I tried that. It worked. Sweet.
It might not work for them, but it might do. But it's like also with fashion as well. Like, I put a really cool shirt up and I get so many messages saying, oh, where'd you get that from? That is providing advice. Because people like to dress well. And some people are like, oh, I don't know how long this is going to last for. People just taking photos in clothes. But if you style it really well, brands want that. Like, there is no better way for a brand such as, say, Top Man to work with people who take good photos and showcase their products.
Like 70% of purchases are social referrals.
Yeah, exactly. It's 100%. It's such a true thing. I go through social media because I'm constantly scrolling. You see everyone on the tube, whatever, just scrolling. Yeah. Actually, I like that screenshot. Bam, now where can I buy it?
ASOS. Oh my God, the amount of screenshots on
my phone. I do it for restaurants, food places I want to go to. I do it places where I want to shoot. I think going back to like the actual question, like the advice, I think is being proactive, networking, trying to just be yourself.
Always
be the loudest person in the room almost. Yeah. Be that person who's saying hello to everyone and
don't turn up screaming. But be yourself and always just talk and
introduce yourself to everyone. Don't be the quiet guy in the room.
Yeah. No, that's great advice. Thanks, guys. And last question, because I know you are busy guys. You've got a full on day. What does influence mean to you?
It's a really difficult question. Yeah. I just think
I said this to Henry earlier, and I think it's providing direction. A good direction for
positive direction.
Yeah, a positive direction, and just giving advice. I think it's like we mentioned earlier. If you're offering something, or if you've got a great idea, which offer value. If you're doing something every day and it works, sweet. Say that to a couple of people, give them your advice, and if it works for them, you provided great direction. You provided great value for something that you do, and it's helped them. And I feel like influencing people. It does, if you're here to help, it's great. Yeah. Sweet.
I think anyone can be an influencer. You don't have to be an influencer on social media to make someone's day, but if you can make someone's day, that's so important. Like, that's why I always believe in smiling all the time, whether you're on the tube or anything. That smile could actually make someone's day. That's why whenever I go into coffee shops, I always like have a chat with the person behind me, like, how's your day been? And they're like, yeah, really good. Thanks. And they start chatting to them.
And,
it's like
and they're shocked that you even
asked. And they put a smile on their face.
Like, that's why whenever I'm on the tube or anything, and there's like a seat to be offered, I'm like, no, you have it. And then they're like, no, you have it. And I try and have a bit of banter about it. I'm like, go on, do you want to sit on my lap then? Or something like that. And they're like, and then it gets a bit of a laugh. Instead of just being...
He's not that funny, really.
But instead of just like having a bit of a banter about it as well, because everyone's, I think...
No, your positive energy is definitely infectious. Yeah. So I think it's great.
And being in London is such a fast-paced place. And it's crazy. So everyone's always on the go. And do you know what? Just to stop for 2 seconds, just smile and be... Just say please and thank you. I think it really does go a long way. We know they say that happiness is the only thing that multiplies when you share it. So
I saw that the other day. Where did I see that quote? I saw it on Instagram, Instagram.
It was me.
Was it?
I posted it.
Was yours then?
Sweet, we're going viral, babe. Someone's looking at my stuff.
But I actually read that and thought, how lovely is that quote?
Yeah, it's cool.
It is so true.
Thank you so much for featuring on our podcast. Have you enjoyed yourselves?
Oh, it's been massively, yeah. I love chats like this. I could talk for hours.
We actually could talk all day.
I'm sorry if we went off topic a little bit in some places, but
I swear we do that all the time. Like, whenever we're having conversations with someone, it could be like, how old are you? And then you're just...
And then you'll get on to where you're in holiday in 2000. Yeah.
So can we go back to the conversation, please?
Did you travel the world? Yeah, we've told you about that 4 times now. Sorry.
No, thank you guys. Good luck. Honestly, it's been brilliant and a pleasure to have you on.
No, thank you so much.
That's all we've got time for today, but join us for our next podcast, episode 5, in a few weeks' time. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.